I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, and this is a special edition of Seeds of Encouragement in response to the tragedy this week in Virginia. In harm's way, they were in the prime of their young journalism careers. I didn't know them personally, but in so many ways we are connected. WDBJ-TV's Allison Parker and Adam Ward were gunned down on the air this past week during a live broadcast. Police say a former co-worker fired the fatal shots that took their lives. As a 39-year veteran of the broadcasting industry, my heart aches. In so many ways, as journalists, we're always in harm's way. It's a humbling experience when people walk up to you on the street and say they recognize you from television. You never get used to thanking them or posing for a picture. Over time, you're like family. Even so, broadcast journalists can testify of what it means to be in harm's way. So often we stand on the edges of sidewalks and street corners early in the morning or late at night. We're visible to every passerby and thrill seeker. For the most part, the comments we hear on the street are positive, and that brings a smile to our faces. However, we've witnessed the not-so-thrilling part of broadcast journalism and live television. There are times when threats are made that rattle us to the core just moments before going on the air. Some years ago in Baltimore, a number of our television live trucks were pierced by gunfire. The suspects were either looking for a thrill or to be mentioned on the evening news. But the tragedy of what happened in Virginia to innocent journalists sends a horrifying chill throughout the industry. We're always in harm's way. Many of the relationships I've made in broadcasting go back to my college days. We all start out in small towns, underpaid but eager to learn and to grow. There's always that hope of improving enough to make it to the next television market, the next level, and the next town. We all share a series of stories that are very similar, whether they take place in Roanoke, Virginia, or Baltimore, Maryland. We're always in harm's way, but we're family. There's no closer relationship on the streets than that of a reporter and photographer. We have each other's backs, whether it's in the middle of covering a riot or walking into unfamiliar environments to report the news. I believe this is true across the country. Our business is no doubt competitive, but if you take away the call letters and the network affiliations, we're all family. We're always in harm's way. I believe I speak for the thousands of journalists across this nation and the world. We'll never forget what took place on that fateful day in August. Our prayers go out to the families of the journalists whose lives were taken away. They were so full of life and hope with promising futures. Their story is one that should never be forgotten. It's a story that should be told in both journalism classes and newsrooms. The media in general receives its share of criticism. However, unless you've stood in the shoes of people like Allison Parker and Adam Ward, you may never understand what it means to be in harm's way. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden with a special edition of Seeds of Encouragement.